My latest stop visiting Finger Lakes winemakers during Harvest 2017 was with August Eimel at Cayuga Spring Vineyards. On visits to other winemakers, we've heard how the wet summer and unexpectedly warm September delayed harvest. But not only did the fruit come in late, it came in fast.
We worked literally morning, noon, and night for 5 days straight, and we brought in half of the grapes that we expect to bring in a single five-day stretch, a stretch that would normally extend out for maybe three and a half weeks.
Such a schedule can take a toll on a winery staff in every way, so they find relief when and where they can.
We had some Merlot that for relatively arcane reasons was coming into our cellar at 9:45 at night. And so I had my assistant winemaker, Becky, do the day shift. And then I came in at 8 o'clock at night to process the Merlot and get that going. And then at about 4 a.m., I set up my hammock between a couple of my tanks and took a little snooze before starting again at 7 a.m.
For all the stress and the late nights and early mornings that can often merge one into another, I've noticed an energy around wineries during harvest. Everybody is working very, very hard, but spirits are high. And I asked Eimel about that.
I started as a head winemaker at the age of 30, which means that if I have the length of career I expect to, I get to make wine 35 times in my lifetime, maybe 40 if I'm lucky. That's not a lot of times. If you consider a lawyer, how many cases will they have? You know, if you consider a doctor, how many patients will they see? I get to do my job 35 times. That's it. And so every time is a celebration because it's one of the very few times we get to do what we love to do.
Previous stories from Harvest 2017 are on our website, weos.org, including stops at Fox Run, Red Newt, Redtail Ridge, and Hosmer.